This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. Welcome back to all of you investing newbies and experts alike. As I promised last week, today we're going to be digging deeper into all of the options. So let's start with a quick refresher. What is a options contract? So don't forget, a options contract essentially gives the buyer, which in most cases is you, the right, but not the obligation to purchase the underlying asset, which is typically going to be a stock at an agreed upon price by an agreed upon date. Okay. Other option refreshers, there are calls and there are puts. If we think the price of the stock is going to go up, we buy calls. If we think the price of the stock is going to go down, we buy puts. Call up, put down. You remember that? Okay, perfect. Next, one option contract equals 100 shares. Very, very, very important to understand. One option contract equals 100 shares. Next is the option pricing. Now, we pay the premium price to purchase an option contract. So if the premium price is $2, that means that if you're buying one option contract, $2 times 100 shares is $200, meaning you are going to be investing $200 to control 100 shares of whatever company we are looking at, okay? Also, reminder, this premium price is made up of two things. They come up with the premium price based on the intrinsic value and the time value. They add those two things together, and that is how the premium price is determined. Okay, so now the moment we've all been waiting for. I am going to walk my producer, Morgan, through her first options trade. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
So can you tell our listeners, what was your experience like applying to trade options? And like, what did it feel like for you as they're going to make some of those same first steps?
Yeah. So I think that I was making it a little bit more complicated for myself than I needed it to be. I was just sort of like looking for a button that was like right on my screen that was like trade options right now, Morgan. This is how you do it.
If only life was that simple.
I know. And then when I actually did it, I was like, okay, it's actually not that far from that. I just wasn't looking in the right place. So I used the Robinhood app.
Okay.
So in the bottom of the app, there are all of the icons that you can select. And the very furthest one to the right is the one that looks like a little person, and you can click on it to find your profile. And then from there, you can access the menu. There are those like three lines in the top left corner. And so the very first thing, investing, you click on that. I'm just doing it now again, just to remind myself. Mm-hmm. And then within that investing menu, you can scroll all the way down. And there's an option for you to apply to trade options. Mm-hmm. So once you click on that, it's really simple. You just get asked a couple of questions like, what's your income? Do you trade stocks professionally? And I think it's like just to sort of get a sense of whether or not you are moderately experienced. Is that the deal?
Yep. And to determine your risk tolerance, right? So if you're applying, and this is something that you guys should all know, if you're applying to trade options and you are basically saying that you have no money, you make no money, you don't like risk, they're not going to approve you to trade options. So people all the time are like, what do I say on the application to get approved? And all I can say is I can't tell you to say one thing or say another, but they're looking for people that have a little bit of money that they're comfortable with risking and are comfortable to seeing their accounts fluctuate a lot without freaking out. That's what they're looking for.
Got it. Okay. So I guess like I applied, they were like, she's chill. She has already been losing money, so it's okay if she loses a little more.
That's hilarious.
And I got approved pretty immediately. So I'll share my screen and show you what I'm looking at.
Awesome. All right. So we're in. Any other questions before we start looking at some options here?
I So I guess sort no is the short answer, because okay. I feel like I'm sort of in a spot where like I don't even know what I don't know, because I've mm-hmm. never done this before. I've like yeah. I've invested before, but I would say I'm like JV right now. I haven't done any like varsity investing yet.
Gotcha. We are going to first what we're going to do, since you're, you know, newbie, but like JV, let's just pull up a company. All right. So that's the first thing we're going to do. I'm going to pull up I want you to pull up one of my favorite companies, which is Apple.
Okay.
So you're already in the right spot. Go to the search bar. You can type in Apple, which is, you know, APPLE, or you can type in Apple's stock symbol, which is AAPL. Click that.
Okay.
And boom. When you first come to this page, at the top of the screen, it has the name of the company. So you always know exactly what you're looking at. It has the price of the stock. Obviously, you can see that that number is changing because the stock market is open and it's moving, right? Stocks move all day long. So just scroll down really quickly. I wanted to highlight a couple things before we hop into the option part.
Cool.
So you'll be able to see right here more information about the company. Most of us know a lot about Apple, right? But you'll see there's a nice little description. Apple Inc. engages in design and manufacture of smartphones, blah, 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 blah. Cool. How many employees they have? 164,000. Their CEO, blah, 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 right? There's also mm-hmm. some key statistics about the company. You know, things like the market cap. The market cap is short for market capitalization. That's the total value of all of the publicly traded shares of Apple. Boosh, crazy. That always blows my mind. And then you'll scroll down below and you'll see a couple of things like related lists. This is one of my favorite little parts to see like what lists within Robinhood that Apple stock is on. So it's on one of the 100 most popular stocks, the California list, the hardware list, the most popular reoccurring investment list. So this is a company that people have on their reoccurring investment list, meaning that they're buying it every single month or at some consistent frequency. And then some news about Apple as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So scroll down a little bit more. After the news, we have analyst ratings. Are analysts saying buy it? Are people saying sell it, et cetera, et cetera. And so also keep going down. We have our earnings. This tells you, so Apple's next earnings that they'll be releasing their earnings is January 26th after the hours. And then also has a couple other things here, like other companies that are similar. So people who own Apple also own Microsoft or Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Now, if we were looking at Apple as a potential company. So one of the things that I do when I'm looking for options is I have a list. Okay. And we'll talk about that in another episode, but creating a watch list and why that is so important. So one of the reasons why I came to Apple specifically today, because it is on my short watch list. So I recommend all of you guys to create a watch list of the companies that you like or follow or just have some sort of interest in. Okay. So this is one of the companies that I trade options on very frequently. I have a short list of about 7 companies that I do most of my trading with. You don't need to have a list of 30, 40 companies. Keep it simple with all things in life. Okay. So there's a couple of companies that we're looking at today. One being Riot, also looking at Five Below, and also looking at Coinbase. Okay. So those are a couple of the companies that I'm personally looking at, and they are doing exactly what I thought they would do at the opening bell. So this is exciting. All right. So of those three companies, all of those are pretty good options. Any of them excite you?
I don't think that I know what Riot is. What's Riot?
Okay. Riot is like a cryptocurrency based, blockchain based company. Coinbase is, as you know, probably the crypto trading platform, one of the more reliable ones, as they say. And then Five Below is, what would you call Five Below? It's like heaven for children and adults who are childlike. Everything in the store is $5 or below. So it's like the modern take on the dollar store, but everything's more expensive. It's $5 or below, but it's like just funner stuff, to be honest. But anyway, I'm looking and I'm watching some trades on the side. The Five Below trade that I already got in this morning is already up 5%. So I would say maybe we can start with Riot because their stock price is a little bit lower. So how about we go check out Riot, R-I-O-T. Okay. Okay. All right. Riot is up 10 cents or so today. The market just opened 6 minutes ago. So a lot of times the market opens, it'll kind of either shoot up or shoot down. Federal Chair Powell is speaking on something this morning. So it could potentially change how the market goes. But either way, I think there's still a good opportunity here. So let's talk about what you're seeing here. First things first, the name of the company, Riot. The price that it's currently trading at, $4.93, and how much Riot is currently up today, which is 5, 6,
cents or so. All right. So let's go over to the right and click trade riot options.
Okay. Oh, trade riot options. Okay. Got it.
All right. So now that we're on this page, there's a couple of things that we're seeing, right? So we are seeing, this is what we call like the option chain, right? So with this option chain, it's telling us a bunch of things, right? It's giving us all the different strike prices. And if you guys remember, the strike prices is the price that we want the stock to either, if it's a call, we want it to get to and go above, or if it's a put, get to and go below, or at least get somewhere around there so that we can profit from it. And then we have our break even points. And that really matters a lot more if you're actually planning to exercise your option. All right. And then we have the percentage of change. This is literally showing you how much this option has gone up or down in price today. And of course, it's been going up since I've been talking, I think, a little bit here. All right.
Stick around. We have options. We'll be right back. Welcome back to We Have Options. Let's get back to your money.
So the first thing that we're going to do is look at the expiration date. Okay. So this option currently expires at January the 13th, which is this Friday. And we don't want to get into something that's going to expire this Friday, because if there's a, you know, if for some reason this option does not do what we think it's going to do, it gives us a little bit more time to hope that it turns around in whatever direction we want it to go. So I would say let's go out to January 20th. So when I typically come in here and look for a option to purchase, the first thing I like to do is kind of look and see where the stock is currently trading. So right now it's trading at about $4.90. It's falling slightly, which we kind of expected to do. Essentially, a lot of times, like I said, when the market opens, a lot of times it'll either shoot up or shoot down and kind of teeter out and then do what it's going to do for the rest of the day. So the first thing we want to do, as you can see, it's already falling slightly. So this actually may be an even good better time to get in versus if we had to pay when it was higher price, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the market in general is starting to fall, maybe because of news, actually. And that's another really important thing to think to be aware of, is that the news moves the market, right? The news moves the market. It's currently around $4.82. It's fallen quite a bit, but I do think that it's going to fall this morning and then rebound today, personally. So we're going to get in. We're going to look at the share price. So it's currently trading at $4.82. And what we're going to do is just click a couple of these options. We'll talk more about how to actually pick all the options, because we can do a bunch of episodes about that. But essentially, if we came in here and we said, hey, I think there's a high probability that Riot is going to go up over the next couple of weeks, the first thing that we want to do is make sure we have the buy button highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. All right. It's already selected. And then we would make sure that we have the call button highlighted. Click the call button.
Okay.
Okay. Now click put just so you can see.
Okay.
So if you click put, you will see now at the top of the screen, it says Riot buy put, right? So we look for puts if we think the price of the stock is going to go where?
Down.
Good job. Awesome. But we think Riot is going to go up. So we're thinking it's going to go up. So go back up there and click call.
Okay.
All right. So calls is what we're looking to buy. I personally typically like to purchase options that are at or around the strike price, because that's typically going to give me higher profitability. All right. So the first one, let's click on the $5 strike price. All right. So a couple of things we want to look for is there any volume? Is anyone else interested in this thing besides us? And as you can see, there is some volume there, but there's way more interest, right? There's a lot of people interested in it, which is good. The open interest means that there are people who are interested in it, right? Or have a pending order for it. All right. So I always say, when you go to the club or you go anywhere fun, you really don't want to be the only person there, right? Have you ever been to a club before, Morgan, and you walk in and like no one's there and you're like, I think we're going to come back.
Yeah.
Right. Similar thing. You don't want to be in the club by yourself. You almost want to, you know, maybe go home pregame and come back a little later when we know more people are going to be there. So I always say that you don't want to be the only person buying this option, right? You want to see that there's other people. And then I also like to look at all the Greeks, but one of the first Greeks I like to look at is the Delta. So this Delta is a 0.46. And I like to have something around 0.45, 0.50 at least. So this is pretty good, right? And this is going to cost you 30 cents, all right? Then let's scroll down to the next one at $4.50. Now, this one is in the money already, right? So it meaning that the share price has already exceeded the strike price, okay? So this one has good volume, decent volume and a lot of open interest, but not as much open interest as the other one, but it has a higher delta, right? 0.66. So every time this option goes up a dollar, you're going to gain 66 cents, or vice versa, up or down. Okay. So we have a couple options here. We can pick the one with the higher delta with a little less interest, or we can go back up here and pick the $5 strike price. Now, I always say if you're trying to pick between the two, I typically like to go with the higher strike price, but there's a big price difference between these two. Let's see. So this is 30 cents and that's 58 cents, right? So this kind of depends on like, what is it that you want to spend? And then let's look at the theta, 0.018. This tells us how much it's going to go down every day. So it's actually about the same. All right. So for this one, I would probably, let's go ahead and take the cheaper one. Let's take the 30 cents one.
Okay. Cool.
Right. It's currently trading at 480 and we're hoping that it hits $5 and goes hopefully greatly above that. All right. So this is click on 0.30. It's already starting to go up slightly, very slightly there. All right. So this is going to cost you 31 cents times 100 shares, which is 31 bucks, right? Mm-hmm. Now you'll see your expected profit or loss here, your expected profit unlimited. Your potential loss is $31. So with that being said, now it's up to you to decide, do you want to buy one? Do you want to buy two? Do you want to buy 10? That's up to you. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So I guess, what are you looking at that makes you think that a call is better than a put in this situation? Why are you expecting price to go up?
Yeah. So one of the things is, I mean, I am expecting the price to go up, and this is mainly because I've watched Riot, and as you can see, it already is starting to go up. So if you want to get in, this might be a good time. But maybe because I watch Riot, and I also have a technology that I offer that literally tells us when to buy and sell, and everything is pointing towards a buy signal for today. So I have a couple different things that are leaning me towards that direction.
Okay, cool. So I think I'm going to buy two for a total of $62.
Hold for a second. Falling a little bit more. So we might be able to get a little bit cheaper. So
this is so exciting.
Let's go ahead and get in on this one.
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead. We have two. And one thing too, it's good that you decided like how much you want to invest. I always say never invest more than 5% of your available balance in your portfolio in any single trade. That way you're not blowing through your account or anything like that. Nothing crazy is happening, right? So we can go ahead. It's starting to go back up. So let's go ahead and review order.
Ooh, exciting. Okay.
Went fast. Okay, cool. So you're currently up $2. All right. You're currently up $2. You could take your $2 and run home now if you want. I think you'll be able to get at least maybe 15% return on this, but you are technically up $2.
Cool. And so how do I know when to sell it?
Yes. So typically what we're going to do is set a goal.
Okay.
You can really take your profits whenever you want, right? So sometimes I always tell people, don't be greedy, right? Because some people are like, oh, when they start seeing it go green, they're like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I'm just going to let it keep going. Even if you take 20, 30, 50, 100 bucks or so or more profit, if you see that, you can take it. Right. So what I would recommend, typically what we're going to do, we would, now that you actually own this option, you'll start getting alerts. Right. Mm. So you'll start getting alerts saying that your option has gone up 20% in price and value, or gone down 20% or something of that nature. Always say with tech companies, it's always nice to look for about a 20% return is a great return. But there's times where you may get a 100% return or 200% return, which is also very possible as well. Okay. So we'll have to monitor it a little bit more, but I would say looking to get at least 20% return off of this is a great place to start.
Okay. And then, so say I'm like, I have my 20%. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to get money from that.
Yes. Yes.
So what do I do then?
Yeah. So you would, just like you did, click on the option.
Okay.
And then you see over here to the right, where it says sell to close.
Yep.
And then expires, you can have it set good for day, or if you click on that where it says expires, good till canceled. Okay. So good for the day means that you're going to put this order in, and if it doesn't get filled by the end of the day when the stock market closes at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that you want the order to cancel. If you change the good till canceled, that means that your order will actually stay in for 90 days. Okay. Mm-hmm. At any point within a 90-day span that it hits that amount that you want to sell it at, it will execute.
Got it. So the name of the game, it sounds like, is to actually buy and sell the option, not necessarily to exercise the option.
Exactly. Now, yes, very, very good point. Now, with that being said, if you have an option and you're like, I do want to actually purchase this stock. And the cool thing with options is that you are literally paying for the right to purchase this option at a set price. So there's a couple of things that you could do, right? You can set what we call a limit order. And that means that you can set the price so that if it, let's say if it does go to that price today and you're out, you know, producing and doing what you do best, so you miss it, it would still sell it for you. So if you're like, hey, I just want to get $50 return on this, you could literally lock, you know, set an order so that when it gets to that, it will just get you out, right? And so something like this, that's more like a tech stock, you can expect 20% returns, sometimes more. But we've only been in trade about a minute and went up to about $4 so far. And so now it's down to $2. So now it's even, it's still kind of moving around. So we can kind of watch it today and see how it goes. And I'll be watching this one for you as well. So let's see how this goes, especially by the end of the day today. And cool. Officially place your first option trade.
Yay!
But yeah, when you saw even the smaller profit of $4, you could technically take that. Now imagine if you had bought 50, right? You would have hundreds of dollars, right? If not thousands of dollars, you know, of profit. And so that's how when traders have, you know, large balances and they get really, really comfortable, it's pretty, now I don't want to say easy, but that's how you can, you know, quickly what they call scalp profits, right? So you could have took that $4, which you'll say if you multiplied it by, I don't know, a lots of contracts, which could be maybe $500 or $400, like you could have made that in a minute or 2 minutes.
Wow, that is wild.
So you have a Riot $5 call. It's currently down 3.48%. We could definitely roll that sucker down, but I'm pretty confident it's going to turn around. So hopefully I'm right. Let's see what it does.
See you then. And in the meantime, keep your money on your mind and your mind on your options. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.